Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Salvation Revealed, Bible Bits from Ephesians. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, the fruit of faith. Let's read our text. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. To consider the practical teaching of various scripture passages, the possibility of some confusion must first be resolved. The concept of faith is often confused. James wrote in chapter 2 and verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is also dead," or is dead also. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3 and verse 28, "We conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." And then in verse chapter 4 and verse 6, "The blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works." James and Paul on the surface appear to disagree. But the key to clearing the confusion is in Acts chapter 15. There was in verse 1 of Acts 15, there was a problem. It says, "And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." Whoa, that was a problem. That's not saved by faith. That's doing some works. And then, so you look at verses 2 and 3, Paul and Barnabas, it says, "Therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way to buy the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren." And then they continued on up to Jerusalem. And in verses 4 and 5, there's a debate that came that began there with the elders at Jerusalem. And when they had come to Jerusalem, verse 4, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up saying, "Oh, it's necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses." And if you jump down to verse 11, there's the discussion going on. Peter said, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." And in verse 19, James says, "Therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God." Then down in verse 25, there's an obvious agreement. James says, "It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul." Salvation was by faith alone, and James was the leader of the church at Jerusalem. The requirements given at the council were about idols, fornication, and blood. And those were an expression of new faith, not the cause of it. Paul's agreement was the proof. The apostles and James were in complete agreement. Salvation is by faith alone in Christ. But faith will then produce works. Martin Luther wrote, "If works and love do not blossom forth, it's not genuine faith. The gospel has not yet gained a foothold, and Christ is not yet rightly known." From this proper perspective, this right understanding, there are some things about faith to consider. First, faith without works is dead. James says it in James chapter 2, verse 14 down to verse 26. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of them says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give him the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? What is it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Do you see that then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. True faith in Jesus Christ that serves us will produce fruit of a holy, loving, helpful life. Grace does not free from right living. Faith without works is dead, but works without faith are dead. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Paul was dealing with the ones on the other end. Jews who were not converted were teaching that works were essential for salvation. They held that a Gentile must first become a Jew to then become a Christian. That's wrong. Christ's work on the cross was enough. And Paul and James both agree, although on the surface it looks like there's a disagreement. There's not. A balanced Christianity is Jesus Christ as both Savior and Lord. We're saved by confessing out sin and trusting Jesus. Confessing our sin and trusting Jesus, it's salvation and a new birth, justified and changed as well. Born again, raised from spiritual death, receive a new spiritual heart and have the desire and power to live for the Lord. The whole New Testament teaches this. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Ephesians 2, our text, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 down to verse 23. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Boy, if that isn't a perfect illustration and definition of God's grace. It is God who works in you both to will, to give you the desire, and the power to do it, to do his good pleasure. The Old Testament confirms Paul's words, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. If Jesus is your Savior and Lord, you will be a believer and a behavior, producing fruit by faith. How? Well, we can see three ways in James chapter 2. Faith produces fruit by meeting needs, verses 15 and 16. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, or and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? To see a need and not act to meet it reveals a sick and weak faith. Watch for opportunities to meet needs of fellow Christians. And then second, faith produces fruit by sacrificial obedience. Verses 21 and 22. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? Faith is willing to obey the Lord at the price of personal sacrifice. Obey God by surrendering all to Christ. And then third, faith produces fruit by serving others. Verse 25. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Rahab heard about the Lord and believed, choosing then to help the spies, serving other believers when the situation arises. Encourage faith to grow and strengthen. It must be fed and exercised, meeting needs, sacrificial obedience, serving others. Let me ask you, is your faith producing fruit? You think about that, you answer that, and you have a great day.